KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And we've got a sweltering 91 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. It is your Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It is our top local stories this hour. And happening right now, Reno City Council talking about getting closer to the Sparks Fire Department. Coming up, why Sparks City Council says it would be a benefit to both cities. Governor Lombardo not being stingy when it comes to his reelection efforts. Directly ahead is spending versus his Democratic opponent and a dramatic takedown.
I got hands.
Directly ahead, the scene on which a on-the-run suspect was caught by Washoe deputies after he ran off from a work detail. It is our top local story on the KKFT News in Noon and happening right now. It would mean Reno's fire chief would also oversee Sparks Fire Department. Reno City Council discussing the plan, which was approved by their counterparts in Sparks earlier this week. Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran would then get what they call executive oversight on the Sparks' department. If there is a decision during the new news, we'll bring it right to you. Under this plan, Sparks would reimburse Reno about 25% of Cochran's salary. Sparks says there's a lot of budget benefits to this proposal for both sides. Well, paying dividends, an anti-gang operation by Reno police during a large concert here earlier this month meant a lot of activity.
42 traffic stops, 7 subject stops, 6 vehicle checks, 9 citations issued, 7 arrests, 1 DUI arrest, 1 fugitive arrested on an active San Francisco murder warrant, 10 cases generated.
Quite the haul, says Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio.
Intelligence gathered during the operation suggests that recent gang enforcement efforts, including the arrest of several CSH members earlier in the week, combined with the significant law enforcement presence at the venue, contributed to that decision. Their absence, coupled with the lack of gang-related violence, demonstrated the effectiveness of a coordinated, intelligence-driven enforcement strategy.
In fact, Mercurio says one gang learned of the increased police presence and decided to just not come. Well, he walked away from a jail work crew in Lockwood and kept on the run until now.
I got hands.
Washoe County Sheriff's Deputy taking down 23-year-old Chase Orput after he ran off. It forced a shelter-in-place order for Lockwood earlier this week, while both Washoe and Story deputies looked for the inmate who ran off away from a work crew. Well, he's in a lot more trouble with the law right now. It is a popular online gaming platform, and come August 12th, it's off limits to Nevadans.
Kelshi, that's an online market for betting on sports, elections, entertainment, and all sorts of pop culture events. It lets Nevadans place banned bets even after a judge ordered it to stop back in May. Investigators were able to enter prohibited contracts from inside the state. It prompted a move to hold the company in contempt. Instead, Kelshi has agreed to install strong geofencing by August 12th. This would block Nevada users, or they would have to pay $120,000 per day till the company complies. Governor Joe Lombardo applauding the agreement between the board and Kelshi, staying in part, protecting the integrity of Nevada's gaming industry. It's essential to preserving the public's trust and maintaining our position as the world's premier gaming destination.
And that's Jacqueline Schultz from Fox 5 Vegas. Casinos across Nevada took in some record money for the month of June, staying ahead of 2025's pace. According to the Nevada Gaming Control Board, casinos combined for their best June on record, taking in $1.3 billion from gamblers. That's over 3% ahead of the pace that was set last year. It is a bounce back from May, which saw casinos take in over $754 million. And as we told you yesterday, Northern Nevada is leading that pack in the gains. Fire officials say all evacuation orders and warnings have been lifted for the Combi fire in Nevada County. That fire started on Tuesday around 5:20 p.m. off Highway 49 near Lake of the Pines. The blaze burned 17 acres and officials had to set up a temporary evacuation point, but orders were lifted around 7 p.m. The blaze is around 20% contained. No injuries reported. The cause of the fire under investigation. Well, worries over screen time among Washoe County students, prompting one parents group to demand an audit over electronic devices used to teach the kids. The group says they're particularly concerned about the very young.
Well, we don't love screens for our kindergarten through second graders at all. We feel like these early developmental years are a time for mastering basic skills, learning our letters and how to get along with others. It's not a time for screens.
Washoe Parent Coalition Brandy Vesco, the Washoe School Board, agreed to open the audit at their meeting last night. Well, the heat is on for our furry friends. The hot temperatures are not just an annoyance for you and I. They can be downright deadly, especially as the temperatures reach the century mark, as is expected over the weekend. Washoe County Animal Control asking you to not leave your dogs in a hot car, please.
It doesn't take long for a pet's body temperature to increase, and it's going to start causing stress on the internal organs, and eventually they're going to possibly die.
And that is Washoe County Animal Services Supervisor, Field Supervisor Heidi Middlestadt talking to Channel 2. If you see a dog in a parked car with their windows up, call 911, please. Well, word is a Rito woman made her early appearance in court for allegedly stealing federal grant award money intended for the improvement and maintenance of tribal land. A press release from the Department of Justice says that the woman who has been identified, she is a Reno woman, embezzled nearly $400,000 in federal grant money. According to the indictment, Blair Smith embezzled roughly $392,582 of funds awarded by the federal government for the project. She was charged with one count of federal program theft, and if convicted, the statutory minimum penalty is 10 years in prison. Meantime, a Sparks company has to pay up, try $7.75 million. That is the price tag a Sparks company has to pay to settle a case brought by the Department of Justice against it. The DOJ claims the Sierra Nevada company violated the False Claims Act by employing a Federal Defense Department employee at the same time. That's a conflict of interest and a no-no, especially when you're dealing with contracts and such. Other news that we are following this hour, Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh says the U.S. economy is strong.
The economy is showing impressive resilience. Even with recent shocks, the trends are positive and reveal solid growth.
And that's following the Fed's announcement today that it's leaving interest rates unchanged. FM News Talk time, it is 12:13 on the KKFT News and Noon. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Time right now for your lunchtime check of the roads. Let's head right over to the traffic center and check in with Phil.
Your midday drive update, KKFT traffic.
In Fernley, we have a broken down vehicle eastbound Interstate 80 at Jessup. It's right there by the exit. Other than that, we are doing just fine on the roadways. No collisions to tell you about. However, there is a bunch of road work, especially in the capital city. Conti Drive between Snyder and Valley View Drive. They have reduced lanes until about 5 p.m. They're doing utility work in that area. It is warmer today. It's 87 degrees in Sparks, 86 in Carson City, 88 in Yerington, 74 in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Well, we are staying sunny today, and that is bringing on the heat in the Reno area. High today, 96 degrees. Northwest winds mild, and they'll be increasing this afternoon, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Weather brought to you by A Proper Fit. If your footwear screams misfit, you definitely need a proper fit. Get a comfortable fit on boots, shoes, sandals, even custom fit arch supports. Personalized service to A Proper Fit in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 1, it's Guy Benson on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Worried about identity theft? Stacks of old tax returns, bank statements, and files sitting in your office or garage? One lost document can cost you thousands or ruin your credit forever. Don't risk it. With American Document Destruction, your sensitive documents are destroyed on site or at our secure facility, NAID certified, eco-friendly, with certificates of destruction provided every time. Call 775-528-8700 or visit addnv.com for more information. American Document Destruction, a Pacific company.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Discover the secret to radiant, glowing skin with Diamond Glow at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Diamond Glow exfoliates, extracts, and simultaneously infuses your skin with nourishing serums. Their medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Reveal your freshest, brightest self in just one session. Book your consultation today at hallandrye.com.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one in the number two business.
Appliance Outlet now has mattresses, and not just any mattress. It's an exclusive Serta line. It's available only through independent retailers, and you won't find these anywhere else. Serta Tranquility Essentials mattresses feature Serta's higher-end comfort at a big discount you're not going to get at any big box or mattress store. Appliances, now mattresses, and service that backs it all up. Appliance Outlet Carson City. Local, knowledgeable, and priced to win.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Crews are taking on several fires in northern Nevada. I'm John Potter for the noon news. The closest one right now is north of Highway 50, 30 miles northwest of Austin. The New Pass fire started 3 days ago. It's now up to 28 square miles of very dry grass, brush, and trees. With the heat and wind, there's zero containment. North of there, the Chimney Fire in North Elko County has burned 33 square miles, 45% contained. And two fires near I-80 in Elko County have torched 3,500 acres. And even though the nearby Elephant Fire near 395 and Hallelujah Junction is fully contained, finally, crews report it's still burning in its perimeter, which has 2,200 acres of unburned fuel inside. And what smoke we do get comes from that and other fires burning in California and Oregon. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And if you're just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Gaming app Kalshi effectively banned in Nevada after an agreement that will force the company to geofence the state. Effective August 12th, that means if you live in Nevada or you're in Nevada, you're not using Kalshi. Number two, Reno City Council now discussing a plan to allow Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran to oversee Sparks' fire department. Sparks has already signed off on the deal, which it says provides budget benefits. And number three, heavy Reno police presence at a concert earlier this month, being credited for a number of arrests and one gang's decision to not show up. It's our top national story. As we said earlier, nope, nothing, nada. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged, and analysts say they are simply not surprised.
We are expecting to have a pause with no forward guidance, though, for the markets from Kevin Warsh, the Federal Reserve chairman. Now, the markets do believe that there could be a rate hike in September, but again, a pause today. Many of the Federal Reserve members, they are looking at inflation intently. CPI inflation in the last report showed month over month decrease from May to June, but year over year still increasing 3.5%. The latest PCE inflation report from May shows overall inflation up 4.1% year over year. Now, some Fed watchers believe any rate moves will come later this year.
And that is Fox's Edward Lawrence. NV Energy says they're taking on a data center developer. Yeah, they're suing them. The power company says they filed that lawsuit in Washoe County's second judicial district court on Friday, believing that the company Tract is attempting to bypass the rulemaking process that is normally performed by the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada. And they say NV Energy anyway says that Tract, that's the name of the company that develops data centers, would raise energy costs if they succeed. We'll have to keep you filled in on this lawsuit. Well, back on Capitol Hill, things got ugly when it came to Dr. Anthony Fauci versus Rand Paul yesterday. You might have heard a little something about that as word spread that the two decided to mix things up and get into it just a little bit. Word is that things turned a little bit testy between the two as they made their testimony known.
Dr. Anthony Fauci was subpoenaed by this committee, but so far has invoked his Fifth Amendment right.
The hearing before the Senate Homeland Security Committee aims to investigate the United States' response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Over the weekend, the committee forced the release of Dr. Fauci's so-called diary, a collection of his personal notes written during the pandemic when he served as one of the nation's top health officials responding to the outbreak. Republicans on the committee, in particular Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, accused Fauci of saying one thing in public and another in his private notes. Specifically, Senator Paul argues the diary reveals Dr. Fauci felt differently in private about the origins of the virus than what he said publicly at the time. Senator Paul also claims the virus was released or escaped from a Chinese lab, but U.S. intelligence remains inconclusive on the issue. Furthermore, Senator Paul has accused Dr. Fauci of becoming enamored with his own public profile, putting his own ambitions above public health. Dr. Fauci has denied that previously and repeatedly said his focus was on saving lives. During today's hearing, he refused to engage with any questions beyond his opening statement, instead choosing to invoke his Fifth Amendment right not to self-incriminate.
Given Senator Paul's obvious obsession with calling for my prosecution, the only conclusion I can reach is that the sole reason he is calling me before this committee is to get me to say something, anything, that could vindicate his repeated public pledges that I end up, in his words, quote, behind bars.
Publicly, Anthony Fauci promoted the theory that the virus arose naturally, while privately, he was well aware of a mountain of evidence suggesting the virus originated in the lab. The American people deserve answers.
At one point today, one of Dr. Fauci's attorneys was ordered out of the hearing room by Senator Paul, who accused that attorney of being disruptive. Dr. Fauci was also issued a preemptive pardon by former President Joe Biden in the final hours of the Biden presidency. Reporting in Washington, I'm Trevor Shirley for News Nation.
FM News Talk Time, 1223.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
We are looking just fine on the roads right now. No collisions to tell you about. Only a whole bunch of construction to remind you about. Just be sure whenever you hit a construction zone or drive to one, you slow down to the posted speed limits. And in Sparks between Sorensen and Goldway, there are intermittent changes on Bering Boulevard that are causing delays. You'll want to take an alternate route. Since 1986, Proen Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of their automotive needs. And don't forget, Proen Automotive is home with the no-payment gas or diesel smog check. It's 86 degrees in Reno, 88 in Dayton, 87 in the Smith Valley, 73 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Well, we are staying sunny today, and that is bringing on the heat in the Reno area. High today, 96 degrees. Northwest winds mild, and they'll be increasing this afternoon, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Weather brought to you by A Proper Fit. If your footwear screams misfit, you definitely need A Proper Fit. Get a comfortable fit on boots, shoes, sandals, even custom fit arch supports. Personalized service to A Proper Fit in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 1, it's Guy Benson on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Looking for a career, not just another job? Join Cromalloy in Carson City.
a leader in the aerospace industry that's building the future. Chromalloy is hiring quality inspectors, metal workers, welders, and electronic technicians with some of the best wages in Northern Nevada. You'll also receive a sign-on bonus and benefits beginning on day one. Watch for the next job fair in August at Chromalloy, but you can apply today at chromalloy.com. Chromalloy, where your future takes flight.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage, 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
I'm Phil Galbraith. Let's take a look at your sports. We kick things off in Reno, where the Nevada Wolfpack football squad just wrapped up a massive recruiting weekend. The head coach continues to lock down the trenches, securing commitments from two dominant linemen out of California. Meanwhile, local high school football camps are officially underway across Washoe County as teams prep for those Friday night lights. On the national stage, the Major League Baseball pennant races are hitting the boiling point. A battle for the American League is in an absolute dogfight, with the Yankees and Orioles trading blows at the top of the standings. And back home, the Reno Aces are back at Greater Nevada Field tomorrow night, starting a crucial six-game homestand. Expect high offensive fireworks in Reno. That's your sports update. More of your new news is around the corner.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:27. One medical provider setting up here in Northern Nevada is under fire from one of its employee unions in Oakland. A union claims that Kaiser Permanente violated a California state law by using an algorithm to triage mental health patients. The National Union of Healthcare Workers says Kaiser screened patients and made care recommendations through a digital automated algorithm. And word is, the union says that the screening did not involve any oversight from actual people. The complaint is focused on the integrated healthcare provider's e-visit screening tool used to evaluate patients who think they have anxiety or depression. The tool automatically generates care recommendations and referral pathways based on answers to a multiple-choice questionnaire. Kaiser Permanente, again, setting up here in Reno in partnership with Renown. Well, as you know, the temperatures are likely to rise this weekend, and that means you're likely losing some sleep.
According to the Mental Health Foundation, heat interrupts sleep by reducing quality and duration, and that can make you cranky. But lack of sleep for more than 3 days can make you really cranky. We don't want that. The Sleep Foundation says your bedroom should be between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit because cool air helps you fall asleep faster, stay in deep sleep longer, and improves your mood. And everyone will appreciate that. I'm Bree Tennis.
Time right now for Today in Tech.
Chip stocks have shed more than $1 trillion from their market cap since the stock market closed last Friday. NVIDIA, SK Hynix, Samsung Electronics, Micron, AMD, and TSMC have all lost more than $100 billion. NVIDIA leads the way with a $238 billion rout. Chip stocks had been skyrocketing for the past year due to the AI boom. And OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says it may be time to pace the rate of AI development so the world will be ready for it. He says it would give society more time to harden around some of the new capability levels of AI. He says the deceleration needs to be done in a way that doesn't feel like regulatory capture or like collusion among the frontier labs. DoorDash is building its own drone delivery service, including its own aircraft. Its robotics and autonomy team is developing a new business called DoorDash Air after receiving air carrier certification from the FAA. The certification allows the company to legally operate a commercial drone delivery service in the U.S. The service will eventually be available within the company's delivery app. That's your tech report. I'm Chris Caraggio.
FM News Talk Times, 12:30. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada with your top local stories directly ahead right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
I'm John Saucier, the former director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Capitol Hill invoking the Fifth Amendment multiple times, refusing to answer questions during a Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee hearing on the origins and government response of the COVID-19 pandemic. The committee chairman is Senator Rand Paul. He says they're going to try and hold Fauci legally responsible.
Because you refused to answer, citing a privilege that is unsupported because of your pardon, and after being denied to do so, this committee has scheduled a vote next week on a resolution certifying your contempt.
Dr. Fauci said he invoked the Fifth Amendment. He believed Chairman Paul was trying to get him to make statements that could be used against him. The Federal Reserve making its interest rate decision. They've left things unchanged as they reached the decision 9-3 after 2 days of deliberation. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Dive, 12:31, right here on the KKFT News at Noon. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. Glad that you are with us. We have 89 degrees right now under clear skies at Rito Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, our top local story, and it's happening right now, Reno's fire chief could oversee Sparks' fire department. Reno City Council discussing the plan, which was approved by their counterparts in Sparks. Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran would then get what they call executive oversight on the Sparks department. If there is a decision during the new news, we'll bring it right to you. The City Council meeting expected to last throughout the day. Well, paying dividends, an anti-gang operation by Reno Police during a large concert here meant a lot of activity.
42 traffic stops, 7 subject stops, 6 vehicle checks, 9 citations issued, 7 arrests, 1 DUI arrest, 1 fugitive arrested on an active San Francisco murder warrant, 10 cases generated.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio.
Intelligence gathered during the operation suggests that recent gang enforcement efforts, including the arrest of several CSH members earlier in the week, combined with the significant law enforcement presence at the venue, contributed to that decision. Their absence, coupled with the lack of gang-related violence, demonstrated the effectiveness of a coordinated, intelligence-driven enforcement strategy.
Mercurio says one gang learned of the increased police presence and just decided not to come. Well, he walked away from a jail work crew in Lockwood and kept on the run. Until now, that is.
I got hands.
Washoe County Sheriff's deputies, that's from body cam footage, taking down 23-year-old Chase Orput after he ran off from a work crew. This forced a shelter-in-place order for Lockwood yesterday. While both Washoe and Story deputies look for Orput, he's now in a lot more trouble with the law. Well, Lyon County says they're going to be talking about standards for future data centers. This is going to happen on August 3rd at the Lyon County Board Chambers in Yerington, and it would discuss a proposed data center ordinance. The workshop would prohibit water-consuming cooling systems unless they utilize reclaimed or treated water under limited circumstances, and much more. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:33 on the KKFT News.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
If your AC isn't working during the Reno summer, you and your family feel it. LT Automotive repairs and recharges your AC so you can drive in comfort. Beat the heat this summer. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Papi and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967, they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing. Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranty. Brothers.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust, and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
You make it to Virginia City, but now your engine sounds like a high noon shootout. LT the Superdog has you covered. From starters to batteries, LT Automotive gets you moving again, cowpoke. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
FM Top Weather.
Brought to you by Wild West Chevrolet. You've heard. Come see what they can do for you. How about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines. Purchase them today while supplies last at Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. We are staying sunny. High today, 96 degrees. Northwest winds mild, increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. At 5, it's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Teachers need to teach, not software. I'm John Potter for the new news. Well, that's what parents told the Washoe County School Board yesterday. They're concerned about how much instruction is done through computer screens instead of teachers. They said there is a growing reliance on technology from programs like iReady and EdTech, especially for very young students. The board then agreed to audit how much screen time from teaching technology students are getting. In other matters, the board approved adding lacrosse to 6 Washoe County high schools starting next spring. They are Reno High, Tabani Ranch, Galena, McQueen, Reed, and Spanish Springs. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your new news.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading after the Fed leaves its benchmark interest rate unchanged. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh.
Our committee decided to vote by a 9-3 vote to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 3.5% to 3.75%.
Three of the 5 Reserve Bank presidents on the Fed's policy committee, Cleveland's Beth Hammack, Minneapolis's Neil Kashkari, and Dallas's Lori Logan, dissented in favor of higher rates. Not since September of 2016 have 3 Fed officials dissented against a policy decision in the same direction. Oil prices are surging on escalating Middle East tensions, with West Texas Intermediate crude over $84 a barrel. Chip stocks are extending their sell-off on AI spending worries ahead of big tech earnings after the bell this afternoon from Microsoft and Meta. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
And it is 12:38 right here on the news at noon. Glad you're with us here, as you always are on around this time. It's time normally for today's Moment with Mike, but we have a special guest. Today's Balance with Brian. Brian Wheeler joining us from Keystone to talk all things money. Brian, how are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for joining us here. So let's get the elephant in the room out of the way as quickly as possible. Interest rates left unchanged. Are you surprised?
You know, part of me is, but part of me is not.
And okay.
We really have conflicting indicators out there in the universe. The way people feel about cost of living feels high,
mm-hmm.
and that's what drives, you know, interest rate fluctuations sometimes.
So do you expect a rate hike in the fall?
Boy, you know, it feels like some people are pushing for that for sure, so hard to say. You know, some of the dissent that happened today was really pushing for that hike to happen. So there's some pressure there, but I would hope to say that that's not going to happen.
I would certainly hope not. We'll see. You know, I mean, everybody talks about interest rates. Everybody talks about how important they are. But, you know, the economy seems to be resilient. We heard from Kevin Warsh, who seems to think that, you know, this is a big nothing burger here, even if rates were to rise. Would you agree with that assessment?
You know, I think it's split. You know, there are some things that are really driving the economy and creating some exceptional, you know, improvements in margins and efficiencies in certain businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear from people in the street that that's not necessarily true. People are slower this year than they have been in the past, which means the economy has some areas where it's actually a little soft.
Interesting. All right, well, let's switch topics a little bit. Kalshi, that's that online betting app that's the newest teenage heartthrob, I guess. I don't know, the America's newest sweetheart. Everybody loves to talk about Kalshi because essentially it's just another way to gamble your money away, I suppose. And in Nevada, we like that sort of thing, but there is an agreement between Nevada and Kalshi to essentially geofence the entire state. It's almost like Utah around here. If you're in Nevada, you cannot use it. Thoughts on that? Is that protectionism for our casino industry?
Well, you've got to believe so, right? I mean, they've got it locked down. They want to make sure they have people coming into the casinos to do their betting. But I think it's a different demographic that would bet online versus those who would go to the casinos and actually do it.
Well, remember, the casinos themselves have their own apps, and they would prefer if we use those. Well, there's that, too. But, you know, it's interesting. I want to jump off here to something that's going on right now. Caesars Entertainment, which owns about half of downtown Reno, we all know that, they're in a merger talk. And right now they're dealing with about $12 billion in debt, even though casinos had an excellent month in June. I mean, you know, is casino gambling in trouble, do you think?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I've walked through some casinos here and there when I go to special events, and it just doesn't seem like they're drawing the crowds they used to. Mm-hmm. But I've also heard, you know, in the past several months or quarters that some of the casino numbers are up over past years. So, you know, to see it versus what they're actually reporting might be two different things. There must be enough activity where it's keeping things alive and keeping their focus on the gamblers.
Yeah, and there's still merger and acquisition targets, of course. But, I mean, I don't know how much we've had this. It's old news. I mean, nobody's surprised about this. I mean, we all knew it would take a bite. But how big has California's Native American casino law been to Nevada's gaming industry?
You know, that's tough to say, too. But I have a lot of friends who are in the California region. I go down and visit quite a bit. And I hear that their wives are spending time in the casinos, so there's certainly an indication that they're finding it closer to home than coming into Nevada to do it.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to see. Now, stocks, unfortunately, are down. It was down, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was actually down about 900 points at some point. What's the reason for this correction?
Well, it's got to be interest rates, right? You know, news like that for investors makes them jittery. The way I've seen the stock market, though, in the last several weeks, it's been up, it's been down, it's been up significantly, it's been down significantly. It's just kind of been a roller coaster ride. So I think we're waiting for the next set of details to come out to see which direction the market's going to go. But it seems like generally over the long haul, it's staying steady.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that. You know, it's interesting. You deal with wealth and you deal with folks who, you know, are invested in the stock market. And when things get jittery, what do you tell them? Or have you taken any phone calls today from people who are like, oh, my God, what do I do?
No, you know, it's interesting. I think sometimes if we set expectations with investors and if we help them set aside enough funds in a short-term account that's not seeing the volatility and they know they got the cash sitting where they need it when they need it, it tends to take some of that pressure off. So, yeah, they get a little excited, get a little nervous in the short haul, but we've planned for it. So that certainly keeps the phone from ringing any more than it really needs to.
And, of course, we've got the last topic here, Powerball. I think it's up to $638 million. Will you be buying a ticket? Will you be driving out to Gold Ranch?
Oh, you know, it's a toss-up. You know, every once in a while, my wife and I will take a wild flyer and go out there and pick up a ticket. But, you know, the odds are pretty extreme. So, I don't know. Every once in a while, we'll put our toe in, but I know there's going to be a lot of people out there doing just that, though.
Once, I guess you'd have better luck in some of Nevada's casinos, right?
Probably so.
There you go. All right, Brian Wheeler with Keystone. They want to help you out with your money. They're offering a free one-hour consultation for you, and they'd love to hear about your monetary and financial situation. Give them a call, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Again, Keystone wants to help you with your money. Today's Bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler, thank you again so much, as always.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. 1244 here on the news at noon.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
Still looking pretty darn good on the freeways right now. No collisions to tell you about. We're moving along at the limit. I want to remind you, on Interstate 80 between Reno and the California state line, they are replacing 7 bridges out there. They're 60 years old. They were put in when I-80 came through town. It is causing delays and lane closures. You've heard, come see what they can do for you. How about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines? Purchase them today while supplies last at Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. It's 88 degrees in Sparks and in Wellington, 87 in Minden, 73 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
Well, we are staying sunny today, and that is bringing on the heat in the Reno area. High today, 96 degrees. Northwest winds mild, and they'll be increasing this afternoon, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Weather brought to you by A Proper Fit. If your footwear screams misfit, you definitely need A Proper Fit. Get a comfortable fit on boots, shoes, sandals, even custom fit arch supports. Personalized service to A Proper Fit in the Reno Town Hall.
I just did a live
today at 1. It's Guy Benson on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
You've waited all year for this moment. Make sure you're prepared when you finally draw back. At Shields, we're right there with you. We have the expertise and premium gear hunters need to gain the edge. Right now, till August 2nd, our hunting sale event is on with savings on the best gear. And if you're a Shields Visa card member, you'll earn extra points on every Shields purchase. Gain the edge you're looking for and save this season at Shields.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with a Generac automatic standby generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
9 or 10 months ago, Stan called me and asked if we could meet and talk about doing business.
Stan's me, Stan Wilmoth, Heritage Bank of Nevada. And the guy I called is Dean Christopher, owner of Wild Garlic Pizza.
And after what seemed like a short conversation, he essentially asked me, how much do you need to get all this off the ground?
Yep, I did, because it's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Please continue.
When I really went to go see Stan, it wasn't going to see Stan to say, hey, you know, I need some money. I wanted to meet Stan. I wanted to see what a smaller bank could do for us. He seemed like he understood my business. He understood who we were in the community. And that's where, you know, it was easy for us to make that change.
Dean's got a pizza called the Californian, his personal favorite. And the wild garlic, my personal favorite. Although I would have called it, wait for it, Stan the Man. How about Stan's Van? Hey, I'm serious.
Get large capacity cooling with a Maytag side-by-side refrigerator. Gallon door bins free up shelf space and frameless glass shelves fit larger items. The metal shelf gives the inside a bold look that's as durable as it is distinct. An exterior water and ice dispenser makes access easy, and a fingerprint-resistant stainless steel resists smudges and streaks. Shop Sargent's Appliances today. We're located in Sparks, or visit our website at sargentsoutlet.com.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
Back to your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
We have 1248, 90 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. This is the KKFT News and Noon, and I'm very glad you're with us. I'm Greg Neff. As we continue right along here, cyclosporiasis, that's the parasitic infection linked to explosive diarrhea, has now spread to 45 states.
There have been 6,700 lab-confirmed cases so far, with the CDC saying it's investigating more than 11,000 others. The Federal Health Agency also says at least 423 people have been hospitalized, but there have been no deaths. The outbreak, which is caused by ingesting food or water that contains cyclospora bacteria, began 3 months ago. The CDC says the only states that haven't reported any cases are Maine, South Carolina, Montana, New Mexico, and Hawaii. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Kind of like- like the prep for a colonoscopy. Time right now for today's Taste of Hollywood.
What is happening to me? Did you miss me, Spidey?
Spider-Man Brand New Day set to secure one of the biggest opening weekends ever this weekend.
The fourth film in the Tom Holland-led series is looking to make between $260 and $280 million its first weekend in theaters. Some projections have the movie crossing the $300 million mark in North America in its first 3 days. Brand New Day is also expected to make as much as $300 million internationally. The biggest domestic opening ever belongs to 2019's Avengers Endgame, with $357 million and a record $1.2 billion globally. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Oscar and Grammy-winning musician Glenn Hansard has died at the age of 56. The BBC reporting he died in a single vehicle accident in his hometown of Dublin. He starred in the 2007 film Once alongside his swell seasoned bandmate. Their duet for the film Falling Slowly won them the Oscar for Best Original Song at the 80th Academy Awards. One of Queen's shows on their magic tour is heading to the big screen.
The concert film will hit cinemas and IMAX theaters on October the 7th, with a home release to follow on October 30th. It was recorded during the band's show on July the 27th, 1986, in Budapest, Hungary. The remastered concert film will first premiere on September the 15th as part of the Budapest Classics Film Marathon. I'm Mark Mayfield.
That's entertainment. I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
Meantime, if you're planning on going to Hawaii soon and you smoke cigarettes, listen up. A Surf Rider Foundation report shows that cigarette butts are Hawaii's most common beach litter.
Volunteers collected about 170,000 pounds of trash during 54 cleanups across Maui, Kauai, and Oahu. That accounts for more than half of the nearly 340,000 pounds collected nationwide. Surf Rider says cigarette filters contain synthetic plastic fibers that break down slowly and can release toxic chemicals into the ocean. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Do you like guacamole? Good news. A new study shows eating an avocado every day reduces the risk of heart disease in obese adults.
An author of the study, Genevieve Damani, says findings out of Penn State University show eating avocados regularly reduces low-density lipoprotein particles. These are proteins that transport bad cholesterol into the blood.
So this means that one small dietary modification every day can improve your long-term heart disease risk.
Health officials say that reduction translates into a roughly 4% reduction in heart disease risk among those who are obese. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
In other news, you like haunted houses? Ozzy Osbourne will be honored at Universal Studios theme parks this Halloween season. Universal Studios Hollywood and Orlando will each feature Ozzy Osbourne Prince of Darkness haunted houses for this year's Halloween Horror Nights events. The houses will be unique at each theme park, but both will start with Osbourne's classic hit Crazy Train. The Hollywood attraction will then take guests through the Osbourne Asylum, while Orlando will feature ruins and a dungeon. Ozzy's widow Sharon and son Jack praised the haunted houses, calling them a wonderful tribute. All right. FM News Talk Time,
1253. KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Good afternoon, sports fans. We start on the national gridiron, where NFL training camps are in full swing and position battles are heating up. All eyes are on the defending champions to see if their newly revamped receiving corps can handle the pressure. Shifting to the Silver State, the Nevada Wolfpack men's basketball team just announced a high major opponent for their non-conference schedule at Lawler Event Center this winter. Coach Alford is building a battle-tested roster. On the links, regional amateur golfers are descending on Montreux Golf Course for the annual Northern Nevada Amateur Championship. Local sports bars are packing out tonight as race fans gear up for this weekend's NASCAR action. Whether you're rooting for the Pack or the Aces or your favorite pro team, we have you covered. I'm Phil Galbraith. That's a look at your sports.
In 1858, while running for Senate, Abraham Lincoln became well known for his humor and quick wit. In one particular debate, his opponent, Stephen Douglas, called Lincoln a two-faced man. Unperturbed, but with a sly smile on his face, Lincoln replied, "I'd leave it to my audience. If I had another face to wear, do you think I would wear this one?" The crowd erupted into laughter, and Lincoln won the debate. Abe's quick humor and ability to not take himself too seriously, along with his iron will and honest reputation, took him to the White House just 2 years later. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
I leave it to my audience. If excellent service is important to you,
and financing options are too, if you expect only the best air conditioning for your home or office, then there's no debate about it. Lincoln wins this one too. Call 359-1985 for an Honest Abe deal or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. That changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
At a car accident? Take a breath. At Carson Auto Body, we make the repair process simple and stress-free. We're your local, trusted auto body shop, located in Carson City, right next to the train museum. From minor dents to major collision repairs, our experienced and friendly team handles it all. We work directly with your insurance, so you can get back on the road faster and with confidence. Call 775-297-3366. Carson Auto Body. Quality repairs you can trust, right here in Carson City.
FM Talk Weather.
Brought to you by Wild West Chevrolet. You've heard, come see what they can do for you. How about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines. Purchase them today while supplies last at Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. We are staying sunny. High today, 96 degrees. Northwest winds mild, increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. At 5, it's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
And just coming in at 12:58, we have word that she was accused of leaving a baby in a Sun Valley dumpster, and now she's pled no contest. The woman's name was Taylor Dickinson. She appeared in court today. She'd been charged with attempted murder and child abuse, neglect, or endangerment. She was arrested in July of last year after police say she abandoned the child in the dumpster. We'll keep you up to date on that. Meantime, a teenage lifeguard getting some well-deserved national attention after a viral video showed him rescuing a boy at one Northern California beach over the weekend. The video from Seabright State Beach in Santa Cruz shows the lifeguard rushing into rough waters.
We had that combination of great weather, large crowds, a weekend day, and that really large swell. And if you saw the video, you saw how many waves that lifeguard had to duck under before there was enough of a lull for him to be able to get them the rest of the way up the beach.
Anis Moyes with the Santa Cruz Fire Department. President Trump called the lifeguard a hero and plans to invite him to the White House. Lifeguards rescued 29 people from Santa Cruz beaches that same weekend. Remember, it's a strong undertow, but boy, it's hot, so you might want to go to the beach. That's going to wrap it up for the KKFT News at Noon. My name is Greg Neff. Thanks to Phil. Thanks to Craig. Thanks to John. And thanks to you for listening. We sure do appreciate it. We will be back with you tomorrow before you know it. Talk about all things Northern Nevada and beyond. Make it a great day, everyone. See ya.
Then I saw him grab my friend by the hair, and I guess I should have prayed.
As I dragged him around, I said to myself, there's gonna be some changes made.
First with Fox. First on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.